I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for Scoot on the Air news briefs. Former Trump's chief of staff, John Kelly, is on record now with new revelations about Donald Trump's apparent adoration for Hitler's Third Reich.
Vice President Harris is responding to the latest warnings from those who served in the Trump White House's inner circle. In interviews published this week, ex-Trump Chief of Staff John Kelly, a retired four-star general, says Trump praised Adolf Hitler and wanted generals like Hitler had.
He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally.
Harris says Trump's comments are shocking and unacceptable.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is, from the people who know him best.
And in 13 days, America cannot give him a second term.
Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there.
Trump's campaign denies Kelly's accounts, saying he simply made them up. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And Donald Trump is making more false claims that Kamala Harris isn't really campaigning.
Former President Donald Trump told Fox News Radio's The Brian Kilmeade Show that Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris is taking Wednesday and Thursday off.
I feel very good. She's taking the day off and she's taking another day off. I don't believe in I've gone 52 days in a row.
But she isn't. Harris is visiting a Philadelphia deli to thank supporters before attending a CNN town hall in the evening. And later in the week, she goes to Atlanta to hold a rally with former President Barack Obama and rock star Bruce Springsteen. Trump said about Harris earlier this week,
she's lazy as hell, and she's got that reputation.
And claims that he's campaigning harder than she is. The Republican presidential nominee has two stops in Georgia on Wednesday and will head to Arizona Thursday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Ian, correct me on this. I mean, Donald Trump hasn't been exactly hard on the campaign trail every day either, has he?
Well, no. I mean, I went and looked at his I heard him say, I've been on the campaign for 52 days in a row. And I make a habit of every morning seeing, you know, who's doing what where. And so I knew that at least one day last week, Donald Trump had no public scheduled events. So no speeches, no rallies. He may have made an appearance at a delicatessen or somewhere. But I think in the strictest sense, when we're talking about if we're campaigning, I mean, like big public ticketed events, not like I'm going to stop in a donut shop. So if that's the definition we're going with here, then Donald Trump took a week off last week and a day off the week before that. No big deal.
All right, Kamala Harrison. Yeah, it is a big deal, I think. Kamala Harrison, Donald Trump are focusing on the swing states. And as I said yesterday, you know, maybe it's a blessing that we're not a swing state because, man, there'd be a lot of traffic jams and stuff if we were. They've got these wildly different strategies to energize the coalitions that they feel like they need to win.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are courting key constituencies with less than 2 weeks before Election Day.
Get out and vote, please.
Rapper Eminem and Barack Obama were an unlikely duo, headlining a Harris-Waltz rally Tuesday night in Detroit.
I'm nervous, but on the surface I look calm and ready.
Harris has been targeting undecided moderates, college-educated suburbanites, and women.
My plans are focused on working people.
She spoke with Hallie Jackson in an interview for NBC News.
I will never assume that anyone in our country should elect a leader based on their gender or their race.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Donald Trump rallied with supporters in Greensboro, North Carolina, Tuesday night.
Too big to rig. We got to make it too big to rig, everybody.
Trump's team has been firing up his base with tough talk aimed at low propensity voters.
He talks about there being a bloodbath if he loses.
President Joe Biden met with Harris campaign workers in New Hampshire.
This guy is a danger to the Republic.
I'm Jennifer King.
All right, here's something that surprises me. I'm really surprised by this, considering how much Donald Trump has talked about not voting early, how long he went on. He's kind of subsided from that, but Donald Trump has been on rants about don't vote early, vote on Election Day. Well, right now, more Republicans are voting early, according to the records.
Former President Donald Trump has been encouraging Republican voters to go to the polls before Election Day, and that's what many of them have been doing. As of Tuesday, the Trump campaign said nearly 19 million ballots had been cast. Tuesday was the first day of voting in Wisconsin. Republican Gerald Bruns stood in line in Kenosha.
I'm voting for Donald J. Trump, and the reason being, I love his policies. Is he the greatest personality? No, but I'm not voting for personality. I'm voting for policy.
Raymond Lathrop said he also voted for Trump.
I didn't vote for him to be the pastor of my church. I voted for him to be the president of this country.
Maria Rodriguez said she supports Vice President Kamala Harris.
Predominantly because I am a woman of color and I'm, like I said, I'm moderate, but my body, my choice.
Republicans are hoping that a surge in early voting will fix a mechanical problem that some GOP blame for costing Republicans the 2020 election and key races in 2022. Donna Warder, Washington.
All right, so the beginning of that story talked about how Trump is now telling people to vote early. But yeah, for a long time, he was very skeptical of early voting and wanted Republicans to vote and wanted his voters to vote on Election Day. Now, more Republicans are voting early, but that could mean Republicans who are voting for Kamala Harris are voting early. So we don't know what the tally is. We just know that more registered Republicans are voting now. But I would think that overall, that's a very positive sign for Donald Trump. Tim Walz, vice presidential running mate for Kamala Harris, made waves yesterday attacking Elon Musk as Trump's shadow running mate, calling him dip blank.
Elon's on that stage, jumping around, skipping like a on these things. You know it. Think about it. Think about that. That guy is literally the richest man in the world, spending millions of dollars to help Donald Trump buy an election.
Let's remember, there's no skipping in politics. J.D. Vance, the vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump, says that Tim Walz has a tough job trying to sell Kamala Harris to the people.
Governor Walz has to go around and somehow convince the American people that Kamala Harris is going to solve the very problem she's been creating over the last 3.5 years. That is tough. We should feel bad for him. We should say a prayer for Governor Tim Walz because that is a tough, tough job.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.